our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter, Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah! Welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, everybody. Bringing you the realest, fakest news from the weekend. I love these Monday shows. Welcome back, D'Anthony. How was the meet and greet up in Ohio with the boys up there?
Yeah, it was good. Ohio is about 20 degrees cooler.
Is it really?
Yeah, it was about 80, 85 degrees the whole time we were there.
Man, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I mean, jealous.
I'm not really sure what the point of Ohio is.
As a state?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got, you know, some fun college stuff. Other than that, you can drive through the rest of it and be like, meh, I could miss this, yeah. You know?
So we stopped in, we went to St. Louis first and did Real AF with Andy Priscilla.
Oh, nice. When's that coming out?
It's out. It was out Saturday.
Oh, great.
Friday, maybe.
Okay.
and then drove up to Cincinnati, and that wasn't bad. Me and Caleb and Jared drove to Cincinnati and just said horrible things to each other for a couple of hours.
Sure.
Then we meet with Jack in Cincinnati and go out to dinner that night. We walked over to where do we go? Prime, I think. Something like that.
Yeah, in Cincy?
Yeah.
Not bad.
On the way over, we saw a lady fighting a homeless man.
Who won?
It looked like she was winning, to be honest. But her whole titty was out the whole time.
Wow.
Yeah, big, kind of a fat black lady. Whole left tit was out for the duration. She looked like she may have had a home. He definitely did not.
Can you describe the titty?
Just a big black titty.
But a good nipple? Are we talking Janet Jackson? Any piercings?
Unknown piercings. The nipple, the areola was lighter than her skin.
No shit. You don't see that very often.
That's all I really got. I mean, it was big, too. It was weird looking. But yeah, he definitely did not have a home.
Mm.
She may have. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I can't tell if they were part of this, if she was part of this group that she kept going back to after she would smack him around a bit or what.
Right.
But he kept threatening to leave, which made me think they may be together. So yeah, then we just went to dinner. And so, I had a 20-ounce steak, and I had a 12-ounce steak, and then I also had a lobster tail.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to say, I saw your Instagram, and it was a steak and then a side of steak on there.
And a lobster tail.
And a lobster tail.
Yeah, and then I drank two bottles of wine. That's a dinner for me.
Sure. Sure, and that's just business as usual at that point. Well, you didn't miss much here. It was my son's birthday on Saturday. Jagger turned 5 years old. We had some people over from the neighborhood. Due to the heat here, obviously you were out of it here this weekend. It kept rising, so it was the hottest it's been the entire summer over the weekend.
Yeah,
parents get more fucked up at these kids' parties than you would expect.
I'm sure the dehydration plays a role too.
Sure does. Sure does. And I was one of them. I was feeling it on Sunday morning when I woke up, because it just keeps going higher and higher. And I'm looking at the daily charts here, and we're going to be in Orlando in about 10 days. And it's supposed to be about 15 to 20 degrees cooler there as well in Orlando.
Yeah, Texas has pretty much run its course in my life.
Holy shit, dude. It's crazy.
It's not just that. Everything sucks here. I mean, the hunting in West Texas is cool, but, you know, it's just not. This isn't a good place to be.
This weather, man. Yeah. Because we broke another record here. I guess we've been to 60 days above 100 degrees for the year, and we're not even close to being over yet, obviously. The hottest is still to come. September is usually more brutal.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens, but you definitely didn't miss much here. In the meantime, though, we will be in Orlando a week from Thursday for the UCF game. Looking forward to that. Delco, you'll be happy to know that I did buy some UCF gear, so I'm not going to root for Kent State. All right?
Appreciate that.
Got some UCF gear. I took your advice. You said they take it seriously out there, so I'm in.
Did you get some Citronaut gear?
I'm not sure. There's a knight on it.
Oh, no. It's our old mascot. He's a orange that travels through space.
Oh, shit. There was some old jerseys for sale. Said space up or space out or something.
Space U.
That's it. Yeah. And that's what that's for?
Yeah, dude. Look at this thing.
Pop that thing up on screen.
Look at Citronaut. He is. Oh,
big fan. Why did you guys get rid of that logo?
I agree, man. This is...
That's dope. Well,
the biggest travesty in college sports.
I agree.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Penn State has something to say about that.
Also, maybe Baylor.
Or Michigan State or any Big Ten school, for that matter.
That conference has an MO.
Yeah.
It does, man. And look, if you're murdering, you're in the SEC. Bob and I chatted about this on RPR the other day. If you're molesting people, it's definitely Big Ten. I don't know what the Big 12 is going to be. We'll find out. Maybe ODs, I guess. Is that kind of like a... I know they've...
Baylor's done a little bit of both. They've murdered and raped Oklahoma. They're joining the SEC, but they've been doing SEC stuff for a while. Like Joe Mixon smashed that chick's face in.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, Joe,
Joe,
practice only this year.
Stop it, Joe. Yeah. Stop it. But we're looking forward to that. So we'll see you in Orlando. And then we'll be at the University of Miami for the Hurricanes game September 1st. For that as well, and then back to Orlando September 3rd. We'll be at FSU LSU. I believe we're going to do the pregame there over at Tactical Brewing down there in Orlando, our partners in Hard AF Seltzer. So we're looking forward to that. Join us. Plenty of Hard AF Seltzers on hand. In the meantime, we're on Patreon today. You know the rules. We start off with our favorite memes from over the weekend here. What do we got up first here, Bobby?
The first one is called Dying Wish.
All right.
And you're going to have to read the whole thing. Bob, go ahead and read this whole thing and read it in a way that makes sense to the audio people.
What do you mean, read the picture?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a very long caption as well. So I didn't know.
I don't give a fuck about any of that. No, okay. Just the picture.
So this is from r Ask Reddit, or Reddit sub, the subreddit where you ask people whatever you want. If you ask any question. You can have sex with one real person from all of human history. Who is your ultimate lay? And then Phil 8248, he says, I'd like to have sex one more time with my wife who passed away from cancer 9 years ago. My body yearns for her. It's the ultimate downside to finding the one, as she may die young and leave you wanting. And then the guy right below him says, I also choose this guy's dead wife.
I mean, that was a pretty good fucking sales pitch. I don't know what you expect.
I know. Oh, God, the internet sucks, doesn't it? Yeah,
that's a classic. That's an old one, but I just...
I'm a big fan.
I came across it in my journey this weekend, so I figured...
I have not. You know what's funny? So I hit up Bob, too, and I go, I'm going to throw in an oldie but a goodie today. So, yeah. What do we got up next, Anthony?
The next one is just kids, man. You know,
kids?
That's what it says.
Children?
On my thing here.
Okay.
It just says kids.
All right.
It is. Sorry, I had to pull up something else here. This is from Twitter or X.
Yeah, are we calling it X now? Over the weekend on ESPN, there's X next to people's usernames now.
No.
On the screen.
So this one is like a scale, and it says, using the scale provided, rate how much you like kids. And on the left side, it's Casey Anthony. On the right side is Jared Fogle.
Oh, boy. That's a great one. Holy shit, dude.
There's no right or wrong answer, I guess.
You know what's weird? She actually killed one, and she's free. He's still got, what, another 6 years left on his sentence there?
I think he gets out in 2029.
He just wanted to eat fresh. He just wanted to eat fresh. What do we got up next here?
The next one is called Cookies and Milk.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just nostalgia, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no. This is why you subscribe to Patreon right here. So you can see this. Oh,
this is, for the audio listeners, it is a what appears to be a female
cookie,
chocolate chip cookie.
On her knees.
She is on her knees, and there are several milk cartons around her.
Yeah, it's a mushy cookie right there.
Yeah, with straws poking out of them, and they're shooting milk all over her face.
See, you can learn a lot from this
cookie face.
And I think this is a good allegory for life.
Mm-hmm.
That cookie obviously is going to have way too much milk. It's going to be an oversaturated cookie. It's not going to taste good. It's going to fall apart in your mouth. It may fall apart in your hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she's probably lactose intolerant now, too.
Yeah.
Which is a whole pain in the ass.
Now, if there was just one milk carton, the way someone intended.
The way God intended.
Two.
Yeah. I mean, you've got, for women, you've got three holes. I feel like that's God telling you that max three.
Mm-hmm. At max,
right.
Yes.
Yep. Three dude, yes. Max. One per hole. That makes sense, right?
For specifically dry cookie, though.
It's too much.
Not all cookies need three.
Man, whatever you watch a gangbang, don't you think it's just too many people after
no,
two?
No, because that cookie is insatiable.
And the cookie after in two, that, though, I'm just like, God damn, dude. Like, how many people are just going to walk into this room?
Well, that's the point, is you want to know how many.
I don't want to know, because one of the videos I saw over the weekend was a woman got cream pied four times.
Mm. That's it?
But if you're the first, you're fine. The other three people, though, had to cream pie after?
Yeah.
That's too much. No, I don't think I could do it. I couldn't do it.
For me, that's a competition. Like, my cream pie is getting, there's going to be more of it, and it's going deeper, and it's going to kill all the other, this is what happened. It fights a guerrilla war inside of her puss and murders all the other sperm, right? That's how it's supposed to work. In the chat, Womb Raider and Braddock both, good points. There's two hands as well, so five dudes max. But penetration-wise, only three at a time.
Yeah.
That, I think.
Have you noticed, Dan, that your sperm only gets motivated when it's like trying to kill other sperm?
Yeah, that's I personally only get motivated when I'm trying to kill people. So yeah, of course.
I think I think it's official. We can say like only one per hole. I want to officially say Dan Holloway is soft on holes.
No, I'm not soft on holes.
Wow.
Okay, round table.
That is bold.
No, because there's three dudes there. You can put them all in the same hole if you want. All I'm saying is God is delivering a message to you, so pay some attention.
Exactly. So round table, who has been in the same hole with someone else at the same time?
No.
Nope.
In the same hole with the same person? Yeah, with a buddy?
Double pen.
Yeah, I just don't see the point of that, to be honest, because you're getting half jacked by a fucking dude, by a dude's dick, right?
Yeah, that's never happened to me. I've done some wild ass shit in my life, and I've never DP'd with a buddy.
Then if you go triple penny, it's like you're getting, if you're the middle guy, you're just getting jacked off by two dicks.
I've never seen that. Yeah. I've seen two in the V, one in the A. But,
well, there's DVDA as well.
Yeah. Two in the V at the same time?
Yeah, double vaginal, double anal.
That's
the name of Matt Stone and Trey Parker's fucking.
Yeah, yeah. No, band. And I get it, but it's there's just not enough room.
Yeah, logistically.
Oh, there's plenty of room.
I don't think enough men could. You just can't, like, finagle
no.
your
No,
you just got to fucking be, like, a professional. A guy that's really good at packing furniture into the back of a truck is going to be able to handle it.
Sure,
this is a creative company, and the lack of imagination at this.
It's not that. So here's immediately where my mind goes, Bob is I can't maintain an erection if I was touching a friend's erection.
Okay, so not a friend.
If anything.
No, or a stranger. Like, I could, like, either or, I couldn't do it. Now, if you're switching holes and going mouth and then somebody's fucking from behind or you know, anal or vaginal, that's fine.
Your classic Eiffel Tower.
But yes. But touching on-ramp. Like that, I would lose wood.
Think about this. You have a fine, fine whiskey that's being shipped. You know, you don't want it to rattle around in there and break. You gotta pack it. You know, you gotta make sure it's the perfect fit.
But it's so much time in the packing process that I just don't know if you could maintain it for that long.
It's worth it.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
If I could maintain it or not?
Yeah.
Oh, the erection? Sorry, I think the internet just went out. Did it? Yeah. It did. Okay. We'll have to re-upload this later.
God
but,
fucking damn it.
I know. What is the deal with this? Do we have it figured? I mean,
where the internet doesn't work really well past 94 degrees.
Jesus Christ. I just made this that up, fucking but. Thing, dude. What do we do here, Giorgio? A serious question.
Unfortunately, we may have to request the audience to help us out and get a private internet company outside of, you know, your normal internet service providers that you get from places. That'll be probably in the upwards of $500 to $1,000 a month.
Yeah, but who is that? Who does it?
It's this company called LiveView.
Okay.
They're made for newscasters.
Can we just call them and just get this over with? Jesus Christ.
I can set up. You can't call them unless you spend a certain amount of money, but I will start an email ticket.
Our accounts are also set up through the wrong thing, right?
I don't know what that means.
What are you talking about?
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
Oh, no, that's just a pain in my ass.
No, but to get a private internet company, we can do it.
Okay. Yeah, because this goddamn thing keeps going out here, and it's crazy.
Look, to the people, we are committed to bringing you this amazing content, despite what the city of Austin is trying to keep us down. We will rise up like some of our friends from below the certain line.
We've got to here at this point. Maybe it is the heat, by the way. Did the air just go out too? Jesus Christ. Throw a single on D'Anthony for the next meme here. I'm going to check the AC as well. Maybe it's something electric in this building, actually.
Well, I'm still on the...
I'm on the Wi-Fi as well.
The DP situation.
Oh no!
What about it?
I think it's appropriate, even if you're just using a toy. Every woman should have two things in her at some point in her life, just to see if she likes it.
Agreed.
Or not.
It's like, why not try what life has to offer? Mm-hmm. If you're a female drinker, bro, please let us know in the chat if you have.
Well, there is no chat anymore, Giorgio.
Eventually, there will be.
You ruined it.
There will be a new chat.
I think it's a really good idea to, like, if you're going to fuck your girl in the ass, right, you should definitely put something in her V as well. I think that's appropriate, right?
So always everything filled out one way or the other?
Not always, right? Sometimes you just fuck the V.
Okay.
Right? Sometimes you just F the V. But okay. If you got an F the A as well, I think it's appropriate to have something in her vag.
That's fair. I think that worked. Yeah. Now, Adam and Eve, I believe, has attachments for that.
Yeah, sure.
Where you can just basically put a strap on you that's like, then you've got a shotgun that's like double barrel, but it's top and bottom? Is there a different name for that?
I'm sure there is, yeah.
Yeah, really. Instead of like side to side.
Yeah. I think my go-to is the rabbit vibrator in the puss.
Yeah, but do you keep your own at your house?
If I know that I'm going to be engaged, I'll buy one off Amazon. It's like $40.
Okay.
And I always buy new sex toys.
So the reason I bring this up, I had a buddy of mine who had an array next, like on his nightstand, right? Inside of it and all that other stuff. Now with that, girls would get freaked out because he would open up this pleasure chest drawer full of toys. And the girls would ask, like, how many people have these been used on?
Oh, yeah.
So the answer is zero. Difficulty.
I would never reuse one on somebody, but I do have a collection that I maintain. Okay. Not of used ones. Like, if one gets used and it's not going to get used again because I don't want to fuck that person again, then it goes in the garbage.
All right.
And I just get a new one. They're not that expensive, and we have a discount code at Adam and Eve.
We sure do, but I didn't know if you kept them in a dishwasher and what the thing was on that. Mm. So
I kind of hope there's like a growing island in the Pacific of like dildos you've discarded.
There are, yeah. It's right next to all the masks that didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, next up is this one's called God Works in Mysterious Ways.
All right. What do we got here for God Works in Mysterious Ways?
Now you throw that up?
Yeah. You want me to read it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah.
This gentleman, Sam DeLanche, tweeted something I hope is true. I thought my vasectomy would keep my wife from getting pregnant, but apparently it just changes the color of the baby.
Great.
No applause for that? Holy damn. Wow, come on. Come on. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah. That's...
Holy shit.
That's not a procedure I'm familiar with.
No, me neither. Me neither.
Maybe it's ink? I don't know.
Not sure. Joel did just confirm, by the way, that AC went out as well. So that's great.
Oh, it's probably just the breaker tripped.
Could be. Was it all this shit? Maybe that's what kicked out the rest of this shit too, man.
No, but some of it has...
No, the internet's still on.
It's 100 fucking 12 degrees here. So who knows, dude? Who knows? Thank you, Joel. I appreciate it. Check the breaker.
Back to the woman who put that up and convinced that man, like, just props to her. That's like God tier level gaslighting.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think
it's real.
I don't think it's real, so I'm not really willing to give that guy God status.
But this one, the next one, which I call the inverse, this is real, and there's photo evidence. Now, it could be staged. Maybe it's just funny, but it seems like the woman would not be on board with doing this as a joke. Maybe it's just a really good Photoshop, but throw this one up there, because this is a series of pictures.
Yeah.
Now, this is the inverse.
Come on, dude.
Now, this is seconds after the birth. By the way, this is...
That is intense.
This is a black baby.
Well, he doesn't think so.
Yeah, but that's just... This baby's 100% black.
I don't know that black skin is a recessive gene, Bob. Not sure.
I think it's going to be real light-skinned.
What if we just found out that black babies are born white and they become black? Is that real?
I don't know, man.
I mean, the thing that comes out is a fucking alien that they have to like wash off and let like it's. I swear to God, it's like, you know, you take meat off the grill and it still cooks for another like little bit of time. That feels like what happens when the baby comes out of the womb. Like it's still forming for another 20 minutes as it sits there.
I don't know, man. That's pretty white.
Yeah. Rob has two kids and speaks like he's been working in prenatal care for his entire freaking.
Can we find? Can you find a another picture of a black baby being born?
We just went through this with
we'll do a side by side.
We need mixed baby.
Who is the athletes? Rodman. So Dennis Rodman's daughter, who plays for the U.S. women's national team there, she doesn't look as black as he does. The other big shocker to me was Meghan Markle. So this looks like a Meghan Markle baby. Mm. I'm willing to kind of believe that this actually might be just a little bit of black on in that baby and not a white guy who is fucking her.
I mean, she's white as fuck. It's a mixed baby already. Like, it's not like a black chick gave birth to this baby.
I'd need to see it with the shit off its face, like all cleaned up.
That's what I'm saying.
Reach out to this guy and tell him that we are interested.
Yeah, and can we get a DNA test on this?
Did your baby ever turn black?
He's also wearing a Bass Pro hat, so this has to be like the best day of his life.
Yeah, maybe. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, love the picture and love the meme. Joel, how's the breaker? You know, when I sent you back there, a nice thumbs up would have been helpful. So you switched it back on? He wasn't switched off. Okay,
that's not
great.
How a breaker works, Joel.
Great. He says they're all on.
When you flip it,
the whole goddamn studio is going to melt here into the ground. I have a feeling.
Dan is manning up. Yeah,
we've got to take back the night. Jesus Christ, Joel! Act like you've been here before.
We're having to send in our best and brightest. Our Jesus, secret.
It's all going to hell down here.
Whoa! By the way, here's another black.
It's hot as hell. Whoa! God damn, dude.
Where does the yellow come from?
Thank God we're on Patreon. This would have got us banned right here. What? That's... Yeah. I think it's just a lot of shit on there.
Also, the size of that wedding ring.
Let's see it. Let's see the wedding ring.
You can see it shining right there.
Yeah, I got to pop it up on my screen.
Never mind. It's not as big
my screen, the big one. Not the tiny one here. Flip it over. There you go.
I thought it was bigger.
Oh, man. Giorgio, you're in another planet, dude. Absolutely another fucking planet today. Next up, what do we got, Bobby?
We got yours.
Oh, we got mine.
You're next. Yeah.
So before we show this, can I just give a shout out to Norm Macdonald?
One of the greats.
Super underrated. One of the funniest of all time. He was pushing it further than anyone was at the time at SNL, and it was to the point where they were going to fire him.
On TikTok a lot, I get served old SNL skits, and specifically a lot of old Norm Macdonald Weekend Update.
Mm-hmm.
And my God.
He was ruthless. He was absolutely fucking ruthless. And this clip that we're going to play here is actually from 1998. It's at the ESPY Awards. And right now, the case was, you know, done, but people were divided.
Was this like civil trial era?
Oh, yeah.
Because he didn't lose this stuff till the civil trial.
I know. So, yeah, go ahead and play this for the audience there.
Woodson, how about that? And what a season he had.
Charles Woodson. Congratulations.
He became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and the waiter, in which case... all bets are off.
And there's some people that are pissed right there behind him, dude.
Ken Griffey Jr. is like, I can't...
He can't do it.
Cut off me right now.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good, because that was still at the time, Bob, where people were kind of hit and miss on, like, is there a possibility?
Should we be talking about this?
Yeah. And he just kept driving it home. That was his thing on SNL. He would always go after O.J. Simpson. I loved it, dude. He was one of the few public people, comedian-wise, that just kept hammering him over and over again. How was the breaker back there?
The people who built this place are fucking idiots.
Great.
That's how it is.
Awesome.
There's no, like, the breakers that they used, I'm sorry, that the Yeah, the breakers they use don't have a window that show whether or not they've been tripped or not. So we're gonna have to turn each one of them off and then back on again
after the show's over. Yep. Okay,
someone's gonna get eaten by a velociraptor.
Man, this whole place. When you start to get in though to heat like this, I don't know how any company operates or runs or anything.
I mean,
you're
it's so hot here. You missed Bob's amazing Jurassic Park reference.
I did.
I didn't miss it. I just, like the meme goes, don't care.
Don't care. But right?
Just like Newman said.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just here trying to give praise where praise is due.
I was at another child's birthday party yesterday because, you know, my kids was on Saturday and then another neighbor's of mine was on Sunday. It was at a roller rink here. They had to bring in those industrial size fans and shit because they just couldn't handle
it. You hook like a
anymore.
Garden hose up to it for some reason.
Yeah,
it looks
dude.
Like a it looks like a radiator to power the Starship Enterprise.
It's so fucked in all these places down here where I'm like, how are we doing this? How are we doing it?
Well, here's how we did it. We elected a bunch of Republicans in Texas and said, hey, you've got 10 years to fix our energy grid.
And they won't do it.
And they said, well, here's what we're going to do for you.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Thanks for the money and the votes, but we're not going to do a goddamn
wheelchair
thing.
Can get the fuck out of here. Senator Cruz can get the fuck out of here.
Well, he doesn't have anything to do
guys.
With it. He's a federal politician. They don't have anything to do with that.
It's your own state. You can figure the fuck out. Crenshaw, all these guys. Why wasn't Crenshaw doing anything?
Because he's a
fucking
U.S. congressman.
Patch McCain.
He doesn't have any say over what happens in Texas.
God, I mean, somebody has to, right? Who's the one person?
The state legislature. Wheelchair would be the top guy.
Okay.
But, you know, his Attorney General's getting fired / arrested.
Was he the one that showed up drunk?
Ken Paxton did some shit.
Oh, Kenny P? Yeah, yeah, he's a real piece of work.
Was he the one that showed up fucking rocked and couldn't answer a sentence?
I don't know about that, but he's...
That guy got fired, too.
He's got some very legit corruption charges being brought against him by his own Republican staffers. It's not like a witch hunt. Like, they were just like, dude, this guy's getting out of control.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I understand it. I understand it. And wait till that once-in-a-lifetime storm hits for the third year in a row out here and fucks everything up. Can't wait for that either. Now on to the news. Since we don't have power and shit, who gives a fuck? Let's just go for it today. Let's just go for it today. You believe in us, we believe in you. Let's fucking go hard today here. Will Donald John Trump skip the debates is the question. Former President Donald Trump intends to skip the first Republican presidential primary debate in Milwaukee on Wednesday and instead plans to post a pre-recorded interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson that will be released that night. I heard it might be at this exact same time, according to a person briefed on the matter said Saturday. Trump's advisors said the interview had already been recorded. It is not yet clear where the interview will appear. I've got to imagine it's going to be on Twitter, which Carlson has started a new show on X, formerly called Twitter. But it was Tucker on Twitter. I'm not sure if he changed it to Tucker on X. Who fucking knows? But Trump sees the platform as a rival to Truth Social, which he helped create. Trump's plans were first reported by the New York Times. We cannot confirm or deny, so stay tuned, his campaign spokesman told the Washington Post on Saturday. Now, a person close to Carlson said that an online airing of a taped interview with Trump is likely the plan. On Sunday afternoon, Trump confirmed on Truth Social that he didn't plan to attend the debate on Wednesday. Is it this Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay. And implied that he would skip future ones. The public knows who I am. The move is a major blow to Fox News, which will be airing the first debate. Fox personalities have pushed Trump to attend the debate, arguing that his appearance would be an essential part of the Democratic process. Trump has indicated for weeks in interviews and on social media that he didn't plan to participate in the first GOP debates in a post to True Social on Thursday. Trump also questioned why he would show up for a debate if the poll number showed him leading as the front runner, whoever it may or may not be, by a considerable amount. What do you think of this?
I don't think he's afraid of anybody it's kind of being framed right now that Trump's afraid of the field.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't want to debate. I think it's more arrogance than anything.
I do too.
The only person in the field that he has any reason to fear would be Vivek Ramaswamy, who is almost certainly going to be his VP pick, in my opinion. Because he's the smartest guy in the race.
I know.
Tim Scott is a fucking boring turd.
Mm-hmm.
That's just nothing of substance with that guy. No offense. I mean, maybe he's a good guy, but that you don't get elected for being a good guy.
Right.
I mean, you get elected these days, especially you get elected because people believe in what you believe in. What does Tim Scott believe in? Is anybody? We all
virginity
for the most
you know he's
part,
a virgin.
Yeah, for the most part, we all kind of follow politics here. Who knows any of Tim Scott's positions other than just Republican positions?
Well, I can tell you one position that he's been outspoken on, and that is the support of Ukraine, which I am absolutely against.
Yeah, that's the only one that you can identify from him. So that's not going to work.
And you know where I learned it? Tucker Carlson.
Yeah. And then
if Tucker doesn't interview that guy, I don't know anything about him.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other major one other than Ramaswamy and Scott, in my opinion, like Chris Christie has no shot.
No.
He will, as a matter of fact, if he's still alive when the goddamn election happens next year and hasn't lost a foot to diabetes, I would be shocked by that. The only other person that has any shot or had any shot was Ron DeSantis, and he does not have any shot. 0%
correct
chance of winning at this point.
Yeah.
But he's the other one that's talking shit. I think everyone should debate if you qualify. I think you owe it to the people to put out your vision, to talk about your record, answer questions about your record and decisions that you may have made, may or may not have made. And if you're willing to do that, then I think that people are not going to look kindly on that. If you're not willing to do that, people won't look kindly on that. So who knows what will end up happening. We'll be prepared either way. DeSantis should just keep his fucking mouth shut, to be honest. Every mistake he makes, or every move he makes is a mistake. Literally everyone. And I agree with most of the stuff that he believes. But he's terrible.
And his policies have worked for Florida. Florida, again, I've said this a million times, is thriving.
It is, but that doesn't mean they'll work everywhere.
No, but him doing this debate, he doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, have a choice. Certainly, yeah. The other people that are doing the debate... And we talked about this last week, too. The requirements are you have to have at least 1% of the debate in the three major polls, and you have to have at least 40. And this number changes. The first number is always the same. The second number changes as time goes on. But right now it's 40,000 individual donors. I think for the next debate it'll go up to 100,000 individual donors,
okay,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, with this, Trump is so far ahead in all of this shit. And look, even for me, like once Fox News fired Tucker, I haven't gone back since, man. I haven't watched one fucking program unless I'm trying to catch a big story and then see all the takes of it. But I haven't tuned in to anybody specifically. There's nobody that gets my dick hard over there. Yes, they would love to have Trump's ratings because let's face it, after they fired Tucker, they went into the toilet. I know they've risen a little bit since. But there's not a lot of news going on right now. There's not a lot of things going on in the world politically over there for people to go right or left against. And if you're saying this is in 2 days, that'll be August 23rd. God damn. I mean, we're 14 months away. Is it necessary to get into a debate in the middle of August right now? Even if you're Biden, and I know RFK has been bitching about it as well on that side, this is still way too early.
When do the Republican primaries start? In February or March?
March, usually.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the point of this is.
I don't either. I mean, you're 6 months out from the primaries?
I think the RNC is doing this right now because Fox is begging them to.
Oh, yeah.
But nobody is going to watch this shit if Trump doesn't show up. As a matter of fact...
I will watch it for Vivek, to be honest with you. I'll watch it for Vivek and DeSantis. I'm curious as to how DeSantis is blowing this, and I haven't seen him in a long format convo like this. I tried to watch it on Twitter, but that shut down. As fast as our internet over here. And I would be curious to see how he does. Because here's the wild thing to me. And you can tell me if I'm incorrect on this. But Christie is actually a pretty decent speaker. And I think he might end up leveling DeSantis in a debate just because Ron isn't good at public speaking. I think the biggest winner out of this could be Vivek.
He's the only winner. In my opinion, this is my prediction for the future. my guess is, I think it would be a mistake for everybody to do this, but I feel like they're going to gang up on DeSantis. Probably. Right?
Probably.
Because he's the biggest fish in the tank right now, and also the easiest one to knock down. So my guess is they will all gang up on him. Chris Christie will attack Trump. That'll be the end of his political aspirations.
I think they'll all end up attacking Trump except for Vivek. Mm. And I think it'll help Vivek out more in the future, especially if he wants to be Trump's VP.
Well, we're going to see. He's good he's good, a good speaker. He's pretty quick on his feet too. I'll be interested to see if he's, because usually he's defensive more than he is offensive, right? He doesn't attack people or their positions too much, but if he's smart, probably just let the other people beat up on DeSantis, and then he should go after Nikki Haley and Tim Scott specifically on Ukraine. That would be my strategy for this.
Yeah.
If I were him.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. I won't watch one millisecond of this.
I will watch it just because I like to know what's going on. And obviously we'll probably talk about it on Fake News on Thursday. The other element to this that they're not talking about is some friends of mine from Atlanta hit me up, and they said that they've been putting up barricades outside the courtrooms down there, that he's supposed to either turn himself Trump is Thursday or Friday. So there's also that element of it too, of, hey, am I going to do a debate and then go in for this bullshit indictment down in Georgia the next day? I imagine he pre-recorded this with Tucker. That will run at its scheduled time. The other part too is Tucker's ratings on Twitter are fucking disgusting. This Fox News debate won't get one-tenth of what you're going to draw on Twitter. And Vivek and RFK Jr. said the same thing throughout this campaign process of, this presidential election will be won on podcasts and alt forms of media. It will not be on a Fox News or a CNN. Like, you're not going to win there. There's not enough eyeballs anymore. And I don't think people fucking care enough about those cable networks anymore.
Oh, man, so, I know I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's it's, I think it's too early for a debate. Well, where were the first debates? I think they were in August of 2019, right?
I mean, I recall it always being this way, at least the last two or three presidential cycles, where it's just like, what are the debates for already?
Right.
And it's like, and then like, but no one really, I mean, this is like, it's like spring training. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no one gives it, it's preseason.
Clear it out. Get down to the top two, and if you want to debate then, fine. On both sides. But right now with this field, the other part of this too is Chris Christie's ran for president how many fucking times now at this point?
I don't know.
This is like his 80th? Like, Jesus Christ, man.
Actually, it looks like the DNC had their first one in July.
Of this
I
year?
I know, of 2019.
Okay.
The DNC will not have one, I don't think.
I don't either. Although Biden's not going to get up there.
Yeah, he can't stand up.
Biden's not even doing interviews right now.
No, he's in Maui helping that. Well,
nope, sure isn't. He had no comment on
that. No, he was on vacation.
He had no comment.
Which, you know, it's a tough job. Sometimes you got to take a vacation, I guess.
When a whole island burns down with beaches and oceans and stuff, what you want to do is then go to another beach or ocean, and then, and that's just to tell the people, hey, dude, your ocean was broken and burned down, so I need to go to one where that actually works. And I think the people of Hawaii appreciate it. So I think it'll all be fine in the end. But I don't see Biden doing any of this shit. Probably not Trump. And if, let's say, the number two guy is in the polls, Vivek, I'm with you. He probably might just pick off Vivek and be the VP and call it a day.
Look, if Trump won in 2016 because of populism and a very good targeted digital ground game, for lack of a better phrase, through Cambridge Analytica. Mm-hmm. And there isn't a more, other than Trump himself, I guess, there isn't a more clippable populist in the race on either side than Vivek. So it would be pretty smart of him to bring him in, which would be really interesting too, because, you know, the dynamics of that are interesting. The having... You need the religious right to win the Republican nomination in the beginning, but also to win the general election. And you're talking about two people that are not like Christian, interestingly enough. Well, I don't know what Trump believes, but he's not Christian. I mean, not in the way that fucking people who go to church every week think.
I think every Republican candidate says they're Christian.
None of
whether
them
or not they are or not, yes.
But Vivek Ramaswamy doesn't say that. He's Hindu, right? So...
Yeah,
I think it's interesting to see how that's all turning. It's way more value aligned than it is identity aligned on the right, which is the way it's fucking supposed to be, frankly. Not that I'm, you know, a fan of the right, but it's definitely closer to that. And then that's why with this next story, DeSantis is just a fucking dummy, man. just shut your fucking mouth. Why you're going full Trump right now? It's actually a mix of Trump and Hillary.
Yeah.
Right now, like you're saying dumb shit that doesn't resonate with your base at all, and it alienates like key fucking people that you need to be paired with.
Yeah. And so, then this next one, yeah, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis slams MAGA supporters in Congress as listless vessels who abandon their conservative principles to follow President Donald Trump, rebuking those who call him a rhino or a Republican in name only. The Sunshine State governor told the Florida Standard that members of the GOP must follow their politics, not a persona, to win back the White House from President Biden in 2024. He goes on to say, if all we are is listless vessels that are just supposed to follow, you know, whatever happens to come down the pipeline through True Social every morning, that's not going to be a very durable movement, he told a conservative media outlets. Ultimately, a movement can't be about the personality of one individual. The movement has got to be about what you're trying to achieve on behalf of the American people. And that's got to be based in principle, he said. This guy, you know, obviously was once billed as Trump's protege, and now he's turning on him. He doesn't have a choice but to turn on him, but, you know.
Sure he does. Ramaswamy's not doing that.
That's true.
And he's gained more ground than even DeSantis has lost, which means he's peeled off some Trump voters, probably.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I guess
that's true.
This is just being bad at politics. And I don't think, you know, you can say whatever you want to about principles and shit, Ron, but you're the one taking all these meetings with WEF people and fucking major corporate donors that Trump avoided. One of the things that people liked about him most was when he was on stage dressing down Jeb Bush about taking money from fucking assholes who have been fucking this country up for 40 or 50 years. That was like one of the primary moments of the Republican debates in 2015 mid 2015 when they started their debates. Jeb Bush knocked out first with that punch. Like, hey, dude, you're taking money from these assholes. Like, get the fuck out of here. You're not what people want. And Ron DeSantis went right back out and did that. And then he attacked the most popular dude in his party. On the other hand, Ramaswamy, who nobody knew who he was 6 months ago, has risen in the polls by not taking shit money and by not trashing the most popular guy out there.
In your own party.
Yeah. I mean, it's what the fuck are you thinking? Well, I don't know why anybody, I don't know who's telling Ron DeSantis what to do, but they're fucking dumb.
Kids, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. They're still leaving it up there. Still leaving the 50% off bundle package deal on the website. IT department is dead. It's been confirmed. They were all on ocean gates, and well, apparently there's nobody that can fix it, so fuck it. Take advantage of it. The Split King is the most popular version over there. Two remote controls instead of one, but all the goddamn fun. Go upsy downsy all aroundsies with that thing, and if your lava goes to sleep before or after you, well, got your own remote. You figure it the fuck out, dude. Unless your last name is Patterson, I'm not your dad. But enjoy the best night's sleep of your life. Love that goddamn thing. Football season's cranking up. You know you're going to watch the Sunday night games and the Saturday night games in bed all propped up. I get it. Take advantage of this deal while it's still there before they hire a new IT department. Now, if you already have an adjustable base and you want a mattress or some sheets or a mattress for the RV or a weighted blanket, all you got to do is type in the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout to get 40% off everything in the entire store. Also right now, any mattress you buy is coming with two free luxury pillows with that. With that, when you check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. And all the deals that I mentioned are applicable with that. So head on over to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today and stretch out those payments for 3 years. Next up, we got Babbel. Let's go. The language for life. Babbel.com/drinkingbros will help you learn a new language. All right. This summer, you can start speaking a new language with Babbel. Why Babbel? Because it works. Instead of paying hundreds of dollars for a private tutor or fooling yourself with language apps that are a little more than just games at this point, Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel is designed by real people for real conversations. All of Babbel's tips and tools for learning a new language are approachable, accessible, and rooted in real-life situations and delivered with conversation-based teaching. So, you need to catch a cab, got to order something for dinner, got to get the basics, checking in a hotel, Babbel will help you out with that. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. For instance, one study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college. With over 10 million subscriptions sold, Babbel is a real language learning for real conversations app, dude. Now, here's a special for a limited time deal. Our listeners, we can get you started right now with 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/drinkingbros. Get 55% off at Babbel.com/drinkingbros, spelled Babbel.com/drinkingbros. Rules and restrictions may apply. Last but not least, we got mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. College football's back on Saturday, baby. Spreads are up on mybookie. Got Notre Dame leading us off first, live from Dublin, Ireland. They're playing Navy. Navy's always got a weird defense. They got that triple option out there. It's tough, especially for the first game out. Will they cover the point spread? Well, it's up to you to decide. Go to mybookie.com, enter that promo code DRINKINGBROS for, shit, doubling that deposit all the way up to $1,000. You put $1,000 in, you get $1,000 back. Put $100 in, you get $100 back. You get it. But this college football season is getting started on Saturday. Load up that account. Put a little something on the games for the backgrounds, because you know that's the only way to live your life, dude, is if you feel alive inside. Put some money on the games here. NFL's coming up. They've also got all the odds for week one of the NFL, week one of college football as well. Everything is up and live on mybookie.com, including the national champion, the Super Bowl winners, the MVP, the Heisman Trophy finalists. All of it is available to bet on now on mybookie.com. And again, make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Yeah, it's crazy because he also goes on to say, you could be the most conservative person since sliced bread, and unless you're kissing Trump's ass, they will somehow call you a rhino. So it's been totally detached from principle and what you actually believe in the results, and it's about more, you know, just what faction you happen to do.
That's bullshit. If he was out there criticizing Trump for not firing Fauci, for banning bump stocks, for pushing through giving billions of dollars to the fucking pharmaceutical industry, nobody's calling you a rhino for that. They're calling you a rhino because you're taking money from the same people the neocons have been taking money from for the last 40 fucking years. That's why they're calling you that.
Yeah.
Now, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. The policies aren't rhino for the most part. Mm-hmm. His policies in Florida are definitely conservative. But when you go out and take people's money that are deplorable, for lack of a better phrase, since we're going to work that shit back into the lexicon, this is what you're going to get, man. People are not going to like you. They're not going to trust you. Why would they?
Yeah, this is the wrong approach, and he's going to be out of there soon. I know. I've heard campaign-wise funding, he's almost out here. So,
well, he's not going to get any more money now. No. He put himself in a bad position. You know what I mean? So what you want to do is just talk about policy and not other people until, you know, people on the right actually like you. That way you can start fundraising from people that aren't corporate interests. But he wanted the money first, or went to the money first. And this is there's plenty of reasons to criticize Trump, and I do it on a regular basis. But to write off anyone who supports him after all the shit we've been through, mm-hmm. you know, since 2015 or so, after all the shit we've been through, to write anybody off who supports him as a quote-unquote listless vessel is DeSantis's basket of deplorables moment, and it is effectively the end of his aspirations for president forever, not just for this cycle.
Right.
He will never fucking win back those people, ever, and nor should he, because that's a dumb... Like, if you're not smart enough to fucking read the tea leaves on that, You're just not smart enough to be president, bud. Sorry.
And the other part of this, too, on the Vivek side, is the way it appears he's playing this is not only is he, you know, not criticizing Trump because you don't want to lose that base and the followers and everything else, but let's say Trump, you know, gets caught in one of these fucking cases and has to go away, then he'll be right there and he'll still have the love and adoration from the rest of the Republicans who did support Trump. And that guy will be the guy. Probably out of the rights, right?
DeSantis is falling for the same shit that people who think America's racist fall for. They listen to the media, they listen to politicians, they listen to dum-dums, and think that there's some kind of internal division that must be true because people are saying it's true, and we have to fucking deal with that specifically. That's not reality, right? And if I understand that DeSantis couldn't pull it off, so to him it seems impossible, but there's literally a guy just to his right doing it mm-hmm. perfectly
yep.
every single step of the way, so you can't say it's impossible. Sorry.
And that's, again, why I'm going to tune in for this thing on Wednesday night. I just want to see how this goes, because who knows what the fuck DeSantis is going to say. That goddamn
thing. He's got it's when you back yourself into a corner like that, you got to come out swinging.
Yep.
So he's going to say some shit for sure.
And I'm sure he's going to be real fucking nervous up there. So we'll see, because he's not the best speaker.
Well, we'll see. Yeah,
we'll find out. Next up, the FBI executes another one. Do they get another body over there?
Yeah, they murdered a guy just the other day.
Fuck yeah, dude. A Henderson, Tennessee resident. Oh, Henderson's right outside of Nashville. Was killed during an FBI SWAT raid on Wednesday morning. In a statement provided to NTD News by the FBI's Memphis field office, the Bureau announced that at around 6:40 a.m. on Wednesday, an FBI SWAT team was conducting an arrest operation when an agent-involved shooting took place. The subject is deceased, the FBI said. The FBI takes all shooting incidents involving our agents or task force members seriously in accordance with FBI policy. The shooting incident is under review by the FBI's inspection division. If that statement sounds familiar, that is word for word what they said last week when they conducted another pre-dawn raid and executed a 75-year-old veteran in his home.
Now, do you think Truth Social turned in this guy, too?
Yeah, maybe.
Not
yeah.
sure.
Maybe. They turned Not in the sure. last guy.
They did, yeah. And you know what's funny when I read that was, like, that got no, like, oh, hey, thank you, or this guy was making threats against the president or whatever. Because you have a thing on Citizen where you always say, you know, see something, do something. Like, yeah. yes, you should. Mm-hmm. Now, the FBI shouldn't be kicking down doors, you know, blowing people away. But if you see something fucked up online like that, yeah, absolutely, goddamn, report it. Yeah. I don't know this guy's story. What was this one? What happened here?
No details. This happened Wednesday morning, and no details on his death have been released.
5 days later?
Yep.
We don't know who this person is or what they do or anything else?
No. Huh.
You don't say.
No. God, and they said, as this is an ongoing matter, we have no further details to provide. The FBI should not be allowed to not tell us the exact details about how they killed one of our people, one of our citizens. And this is why I don't consider anybody that works for the federal government to be an ally. They are collaborators. If you still work for the federal government at this point, you need to fucking rethink your life, frankly, because they're not just the FBI, but the IRS is arming up.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's like we're getting ready for fucking war here, folks. And you're on the wrong side of it if you're working for the federal fucking government.
On this, though, it's very unusual that they don't even say why. Like, usually it's a suspect who was doing X, whatever X was. Even the one who got murked a week ago. We saw the pictures online and the social posts and all that other shit.
The only reason we even know about this is because his neighbor called the press. Alex Morris is his neighbor. He told the local, I think, Fox affiliate, that he heard multiple loud bangs in the morning of a FBI SWAT raid, then heard them call out on a set of loudspeakers. Words to the effect of, come out with your hands up, we're the FBI, we're not going anywhere, is what they said. And then Miller, the neighbor, says, I was coming out to see what was going on and watched them bust out their windows. I reckon they got him in there. That's his quote. The FBI,
I reckon?
Yeah. Well,
if he says reckon, it's got to be a white guy.
It's Tennessee. It's, yeah, probably. The FBI team was reportedly at the shooting scene for around 30 minutes before local law enforcement arrived. NTD News reached out to the Chester County Sheriff's Office for additional details about the incident, but they did not respond. At the time, or this time, It's been almost a week now. The FBI hasn't made even an effort to do anything. They haven't reported the victim's name or what the fucking circumstances surrounding this are. In addition to that, I don't know if you heard, but an IRS agent was shot by another agent during a training exercise last week. Begging the question, one, why does the IRS have armed agents at all? Why do they have armed agents conducting raid exercises? And why wouldn't they simply use the Department of Justice? Why wouldn't they use the FBI, HRT, or SWAT? Why is the IRS arming itself? Why is every branch of the goddamn government arming itself against the population?
I'm not sure.
You know, you are sure. There's only one reason to do that.
Not sure.
There's only one reason to do that, and that is if there's a fucking war coming that they're going to start.
What I think is going to happen is with all this shit, because I talked to our CPA, 2 days ago, I think on Friday, and he goes, hey, dude, there's a lot more of these goddamn audits coming in for everybody right now, and he goes, it is fucking wild. And he goes, look, it's only going to get worse. He goes, 2/3 of these motherfuckers still haven't been hired and trained properly yet. He goes, wait till they're in the system. He goes, we're all fucked.
Well, we'll see if Trump wins in 2024, then we'll see if he's full of shit or not. Because
is that one of the things he wants to do is get rid of the IRS?
I don't know what he wants to do, to be honest. I mean, he says he uses platitudes like, oh, we got to do this big thing or that big thing. How about we do one thing first? Abolish the IRS entirely.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll go to the FBI and abolish them as well.
Yeah.
Right? And then we'll fucking see how it goes from there. That start with those two things. If he doesn't make some effort to curtail the power of executive branch divisions inside the federal government, then he's a piece of shit, frankly.
And one would think he would, especially what he's going through right now in four different fucking states.
You
would have
thought he would before, because he said he was going to, and then he didn't do a goddamn thing.
Yeah, it's usually pretty, it's Trump's MO to lessen his own power and influence, so you would assume he'll be ready to do it once he gets in there.
Yeah, we'll see what happens here. I know we're going to have his lawyer on down in Miami to kind of go over these charges and everything. You know, she's actually a witness, too.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to testify in that fucking thing. The one down in Florida, and then she's repping the J6 case, Christina Bob up there. So we'll get her on the show to ask about all this stuff, because one would think he's said something to her about if he was going to abolish the IRS or the FBI for all this shit, right? Or at least in the DOJ. What the fuck do you do about that? I mean, you're going to wipe out everybody, right?
Yeah, I mean, you hire an attorney general,
mm-hmm.
or you appoint an attorney general who's going to completely dismantle the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
That's like, you know how when your company's tanking, you bring on a CEO to divvy up all the assets and manage through the bankruptcy? That's the kind of CEO we need at the Department of Justice right now and the IRS.
Yeah. I 100% agree. Next up, Big Butts are canceled. Come on, dude. Who did this?
It looks like Queen did it to themselves.
Did they really? Yeah. Queen's Best Love Songs, one of their best love songs, Fat Bottom Girls, has been mysteriously dropped from the group's new greatest hits collection. I didn't know it was Queen, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big Queen fan. I didn't know. I thought it was like a one-hit wonder type stitch. The 1978 track, which was written by guitarist Brian May, well, that's probably why, was enjoyed by generations of fans and has a humorous and hard rockin' tribute to a young man's appreciation of a fuller figured gal. It appears, you know, 45 years later, it's now canceled. And the lyrics are just left alone with Big Fat Fanny. She was such a naughty nanny. Big woman, you made a bad boy out of me. And fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round. Well, they've been hit by the woke cancel culture.
Is this actually extremely progressive, because only a heterosexual man should be singing about his love of women's fat bottoms?
I'm not sure. Maybe that's why they
did
it.
Like, you can't cast like a non-Jewish guy to be Leonard Bernstein.
Right,
You can't have Freddie Mercury singing about ladies' bottoms.
Yeah, not sure there.
Yeah, there's Queen, probably one of the most popular and or at least widely known bands ever,
especially after that fucking movie, dude.
And this is their
made over $1 billion.
This is their fourth most popular song.
Mm-hmm. And now it's just nudes.
Also, who doesn't like big butts?
I married one.
I mean, we're not doing this. We're not canceling big butts.
Sure.
As a matter of fact, if I was you out there and I was a lady with a big butt, mm-hmm. I would post a picture of my big butt on the interwebs and put this song on it.
Yeah, I would too.
Just as a form of protest that I will go look at.
Well, will they nuke it though from like Instagram and everything else?
It's the song's available on there. You just do a story with your butthole and then add that fucking song to it. There. Okay. Unless they remove the song from that, but you could still overlay it.
All right. Just making sure here. because look, we need this.
Yeah, this is Universal Records.
This. It sure is.
So who knows exactly what.
Well, does Queen still own their own catalog at this point, too? Because that's getting messy as well.
Even if they did.
Everybody's selling their catalogs.
Even if they did, that Gaylord would, his shares would of that would be in a fucking trust that has weird family members, probably, like always, right?
Yeah.
Or owned by some third-party company, who fuck knows.
You think he was any good at sucking dick? Do you see how big his teeth were?
No, I feel like he was good at frightening townspeople with those chompers.
I did, too.
Yeah, yeah, it's so I don't know. This, you can't have big ass. You can take all the stuff that you want away from people, but you can't take butts.
No.
That's a hill that I'm willing to die on.
Same here. My wife's got a huge fat ass and I love it, dude. It's my favorite quality about her. And I tell her every single day, "Look, if you didn't have that ass, I don't know that we would be together." So, yeah, this one hurts personally. This one's a deep cut for me. This one's a deep cut. Next up, is the U.S. sending F-16s to Ukraine? I certainly hope not.
Yes, we are.
Oh, we are. Yep. Fuck us, huh? I'm sure it's cheap, right? Mm-hmm. What, $80? After a year and a half of swearing we wouldn't, the United States has approved sending F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine from Denmark and the Netherlands to defend against Russian invaders as soon as pilot training is completed. Are you got to be fucking kidding me? This has got to be fake news.
No, it's real.
So, oh, God, there's so many fucking questions. All right. How long does it take a...
6 months.
To train an F-16 pilot?
Mm-hmm.
That's a long goddamn time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
Well, you got to have the planes to train, though, right?
Right. So, if we're giving them now, what are we looking at? So, let's add it. Let's tack on another 6 months. That means this war, then, will be in 2 years at that point.
It's going to go longer than that.
No, I know it will. But is that what they're planning on? That we're just going to keep sending money and sending equipment and planes and bombs for two fucking years?
Well, think about this. If you were at a restaurant and you were getting ready to leave, you wouldn't order more food.
No. No, I wouldn't. It's a great analogy, by the way. Oh, fuck. How much does that cost?
That's a lot, man.
Yeah. It says Ukraine has actively sought the U.S.-made F-16 fighter jets to help counter the Russian air superiority. But I mean, dude, if you haven't flown them and you're just, let's just say you pass and you get to fly one of these fucking things. Don't you think the guys over in Russia have flown them for a while and they would just fucking pop you out of the sky?
Yeah, I'm not sure how we should have Jared on to discuss this because I'm not sure how F-16s stack up to the current iteration of what generation fighter Russia is using right now.
Russia is like elite generation fighter. Mm. You know, like we always shit on like the F-22 having a million problems or whatever. Like there's a bunch of F-22s in service. Russia has
F-35, like, not F-22.
Okay. Well, either way, the Russians, whatever there is, like the SU, whatever, there's like six flying total. And so other than that, they have, I think, whatever gen fighter they're putting up there most is what the F-16 was probably built to fight, if I had to guess.
Okay, so...
But that would have been in the 1980s.
So. Right. Yeah. And so hypothetical, let's say they did have six, right, Bob? And we sent Ukraine 40. Why couldn't Ukraine then just go in and fucking blast away all throughout Russia and bomb Moscow and everything else and really make a fucking war out of it?
I mean, you still have to... Like, Russia has surface-to-air missiles and missile defense. You know, I mean, they're incompetent, but they're not fucking poor. Not as poor as Ukraine is, anyways.
So they'd be able to blast that shit out of the sky.
Maybe. I don't know. It depends on what kind of stuff you're doing. F-16s aren't typically what you would use to like carpet bomb an area either, right? Like that's more precision stuff.
No, this would be like combat support. Mm. This would be to take out Russian tanks and Russian
positions. Well, it would be to take out tanks to some degree, maybe, yeah. But I would say more so to take out defensive batteries and key locations and things like that.
Just keep the sky clear, right? Yeah. So that their tanks can move in.
Yeah, having air superiority is important. Just having jets flying, they may not even need to push them into Russia. They could just hover over Crimea and then the eastern side of Ukraine for those purposes. But it doesn't really matter. I mean, this is fucking nuts. Like, this is the big, this might end up being the biggest proxy war in the history of the world. Because we're building, we're building a modern military out of a country that doesn't deserve it, right? Doesn't deserve it. Not because of they're bad people, not because the Ukrainian citizens are bad people, but because the government is one of the most corrupt on earth.
Yeah.
And every leftist politician in America right now was saying that shit just 10 years ago, that that's the most corrupt government that exists in Europe. And it still is, right? As a matter of fact, it's even worse now than it was before. So we're bringing them up to the level of other European powers now, and they did not earn it. It's a fucking problem, right? It's like giving somebody a gun before they know how to fucking use it.
Yeah.
And aside from all that, this is another escalation by the United States and NATO, and it is effectively a soft declaration of war against Russia, right? Make no mistake about that. We are now in a fucking war with Russia because we've given offensive weapons to the people they're fighting. The end. I mean, even Russia started out by only giving night vision to Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the RPG 29s didn't come until later, and the EFPs and shit.
Right.
Like they started out with defensive weapons. Now we've crossed the fucking Rubicon with this stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, look, if you look at what's going on in Maui right now, you know, it got burned to the fucking ground. Couldn't we use some of this money for, I don't know, let's just say our own country for
once? Well, no, I think Ukraine is going to hire 88 or 89,000 new Internal Revenue Service agents who are going to tax the shit out of Ukrainians, and then they're going to send that money to Hawaii.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. Great. Looking forward to that. When do you think that'll get there, just out of curiosity?
Never, not one.
Yeah, not one penny.
Not one penny.
Not one fucking penny here. And then watch out for those motherfuckers who are going to buy up that land over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to get nuts, isn't it? Who's your money on? BlackRock for all that?
I think the government is going to buy it.
Our own?
Yep.
Not the state? Because I know the governor was coming out saying the state should buy that land. And it was like, no, people still own that. And they fucking bought it on their own.
Yeah,
I think because houses burned down, you still own the land.
Keep an eye out for the federal government to get involved. I also think that the same companies, and you can look these up because I don't know them off the top of my head. One of them is BlackRock, but the same companies that are using South Dakota's governor, Kristi Noem, to steal land from people through eminent domain right now, I'm sure they'll pop up down in Maui as well.
Yeah.
That's why she's not running for president, by the way. She would be an immediate, like, likable and popular personality in the RNC, but she's just fleecing her own state right now.
Pop up a pic of this chick, Bob. I don't know that I know who this is.
She's not bad.
Is she hot? Okay. Because that's really all I care about. Because that chick in Denmark, you know, popped off. She's got divorced and she's now partying everywhere.
I tell you what you shouldn't do is try to take people's land in South Dakota.
Yeah. That can get nasty.
I mean, if you're going to do it anywhere. Not going to be
great. No, if you're going to do it anywhere, do it somewhere where people don't understand the rights.
She can have all of my land. Let's zoom in here, Bob.
Let's really zoom in on that face. Let's see her.
Bob's dropping stuff. She's so hot.
Wow. This is Bob's type, too.
Oh, yeah. This is a classic American thoroughbred right here.
Wow. She's the fucking governor, huh? It looks like she just got out of rush training for Bama.
Yeah, like a house mom or something. She doesn't
no,
free time
not a
fun.
House mom. She looks like
she's like a
fifth
vicious
year.
Alumna. You know what I mean? Who comes back, runs the house. She's the puppet master.
She's going back to medical school. You know, she's got 4 more years there at Kappa Kappa Gamma.
All the sorority girls need to hide their boyfriends.
Oof, man, is she married in real life?
I'm sure she is too.
South Dakota's cool.
Yeah, she's standing in front of the state capitol building there in that picture that you just saw, and right behind it is land that she's stealing from private citizens to give to her rich friends. She's a cunt.
We actually have a surprising amount of listeners in the Dakota area. They always ask when they're getting hard AF seltzer.
I mean, what else are you going to do there?
I know, I get it. But I don't even know if they have any major chain grocery stores or anything up there. Married or not, Bob, what do we got?
One.
What's the verdict? We got kids? What's her fucking story?
Yeah, Byron Noem. She's been married since 1992, has 3 kids.
Whoa, that's... Jesus Christ. She's been married for fucking 30 years? All right, Byron. I see you, Byron.
Yeah, this guy's pretty low-T.
Let's see him. Low T Byron. Oh, what a terrible pick.
He doesn't have any shoulders. What happened to his shoulders?
He doesn't have shape.
He lost them in his real estate empire.
He doesn't have any shape in his body whatsoever. Man, he needs a weekend with Delco.
This guy owns 47 pairs of New Balance.
I'm sure he does. Is there a picture of them, the two of them together?
Yeah, here's a...
I guess less emasculating picture.
All right. That's better. Man, yeah. They really fucked him on that other pick. This makes him look better here. I want
to
take that.
Oh, no.
That
go
back
to that one. Let me see that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a bad. That's a terrible picture.
The this other one?
Yeah. That's a terrible one.
Yeah. He looks like a normal dude.
He looks like a normal dude.
Bob, you really
decent
fucked
looking
him.
Guy. Yeah. Bob, you did that.
It was literally the first result.
Bob, come on, dude.
No,
you fucked him.
Aviators make anyone look cool. It's the aviators.
No, dude.
Aviators
tan.
Don't give you traps, asshole.
Yeah. He looks tan. Oh, let's see this one. Look at that.
Big forehead.
He's fucking 50 years old. Yes,
everybody. He's a good looking guy. And his wife
we will all have big foreheads at 50 years old. Wait, I can promise you
that. Does aging increase your forehead?
It does, dude. Your hairline goes back. There's nothing you can fucking do about it.
Dan, you want to comment on that?
Well, he's already 50, so I don't know.
You get older? I'm not even close, dude. 33 years old. I'll know in 17 years, but that's what it is, bro. Like, yeah. He looks great. I'm not going to shit on him. I'm not going to shit on this guy. I'll shit on a lot of fucking people on a daily basis, not him. Congratulations, sir. You were boning a very hot lady who's trying to steal land from all of your people. But, you know, the nights look fun, and I get all that shit.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, you don't know that.
That he's laying pipe properly?
That she's fun to be around.
Zoom in. She looks fun.
Being hot doesn't make you fun.
It's not that. There's a look. Pop in on her. Zoom in on that face. Look at that. Keep going, Bob. Go real close.
She's not even looking
in the
camera.
See those eyes.
She's looking off to the fucking left. What's on the left? The camera guy that she's banging. That's
maybe,
what's over there.
But she's fun.
Or it's more land that she wants to steal from fucking private citizens in South Dakota.
She probably told the photographer to get off her fucking land
after
the picture was over. Hey, can you get off my land, please? We're stealing that later. All right? Oh, but I'm not going to shit on that guy. Good for him. All right? Good for him. I don't know what the future holds.
Well, maybe he can fuck some sense back into her.
We'll see. We'll see
God
what happens
willing.
Over
Inshallah,
there.
Inshallah, right?
What's her name? Gnome?
Christy Gnome, yeah.
Christy Gnome. Like the little...
N-O-E-M, I believe is how you say it.
That's yes. Not fun. I was hoping for the G one. The G word, dude. The G Gnome. That would have been dope. If her last name was Gnome, she just had like 80 fucking gnome statues out in her yard. That'd be great. That'd be nice for the campaign trail. Next up, more violent immigrants. A boy... was humiliated and beaten to tears by a bullying gang of youngsters suspected of migrant origin in Zelzate, a Flemish region in Belgium, according to a video that went viral on social media last week. According to the video that circulated online, six young people surrounded a boy. The gang forces him to get on his knees and kiss their feet. Ah, Jesus Christ, I haven't seen this video. Kiss, 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 the gang demands. After the boy complies with their request by force, he is punched in his head and face several times, and then the gang laughs and leaves. The identities of the gang members involved in the criminal assault, which reportedly occurred on August 11th, were not immediately revealed by police. Do we have this video here, Bob?
I think so.
Okay, let's see this fucking thing. I haven't seen it. Kids are fucking huge. That's all they do. I hate seeing shit like that. Especially as a parent, dude. You're like, hey. Got to get your kids in jiu-jitsu. It's going to happen eventually, but this is fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, jiu-jitsu. You broke that kid's arm in jiu-jitsu.
I mean, like, if I'm the parent of this kid, I fucking slaughter all of their families, right?
Yeah, you walk up and just beat their dads.
No. Execute them. Because this shit has got to stop, man. It's like, I get it. We're fucking supposed to be empathetic, and oh, some people's countries suck, and they want to get out.
Where were these immigrants from? Because they're all white in this video.
They're all Muslim.
White Muslims?
They're not white. They're fucking Middle Eastern, all those kids.
Oh, I couldn't see. From the video, yeah. They looked like they were white. So no. How do they get to Belgium?
Through Europe's fucking stupidity. They've been allowing fucking African and Middle Eastern immigrants to come in without any kind of background checks or establishing who they are as people or any kind of requirement to assimilate into culture or any of that stuff. And this is exactly what the fuck happens when you do that.
I didn't know it was Belgium. I knew Germany had a really bad problem with it. And they
Germany,
still do.
Belgium, I think Switzerland is having issues. The Netherlands is having issues. A lot of countries. Yeah, it's like there's another video which was in the same neighborhood, but same city, shows people pulling a girl's hair and smack her in the face while she's on the ground. I think, Bob, you have that one.
Where was this at?
Same area.
In Belgium, too?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Now the mayor of this city, Zelzade, however you say it, has issued a temporary order that allows police to check identification of kids between 10 and 18. Because they're looking for the people that did this.
Do you have identification though, from 10 to 18?
Yeah, I don't. Maybe you have a green card or passport since you're not from there, right?
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly how it goes, but the standard for immigration used to be extremely simple. You come to a new country to escape your shit country, and you immediately assimilate to their culture and contribute to the country instead of just trying to extract wealth out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That used to be the case for. Migrant farm workers as well from the Latino community. And now they're just sending all the money back home. Like, that's a big part, like 80% from what I hear from CBP of these people who are fucking coming across. The people that the left would say, oh, they're just coming here for a better life. No, they're coming here to extract wealth out of our population and then return it back to a different country.
Yeah.
They're stealing from us.
Mm-hmm.
Not jobs. They're stealing money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And they don't pay taxes.
No. And make no mistake, Middle Eastern African culture, on the whole, right? Not every country is like this. There's some countries that are okay. But Middle Eastern and African countries' culture is incompatible with Western culture. Now, that doesn't mean that the people are incompatible or that they're intrinsically bad or any of that shit. But the behaviors of things like might makes right, gang culture, intimidation, cronyism in government and corruption, religious fundamentalism, etc., are incompatible with civilized society. So you get to choose. You can stay in your fucking shithole country and die because somebody's stronger than you, or you can come here and play nice. But if you come here and don't play nice, we should immediately eject one first offense. You do some shit like this, your kids go out and do some shit like this, your entire family, get the fuck out.
Yep.
Go back where you came from, motherfucker.
And for me personally, and I know I said this on the show years ago, I wish we would just put in a 10-year ban on immigration altogether in the United States. And then the only way you could get in is if you had a specialty position or job that could physically help the country that we have a shortage of. And that is the fucking it. That's the end of it right there. But we'll never do it. We'll never do it. These fucking dumb countries will never do it. I don't understand who they think they're really helping out here.
I don't either. Yeah, it's weird.
With all these countries, our own included, by the way. I'm not just talking about Belgium.
South Park did the fucking... They broke this all down back in the day, right? It is the fucking space... Or I'm sorry, the time-traveling Mexicans or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Where they had the pile that is all
gay, sex. Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, yeah, when you fucking bring a bunch of people from a shitty area to a place that's nice, then you just overrun the nice place. People have to fix their shitty area. Leave them there to do it. The safest countries on earth, by the way, Iceland, Denmark, Ireland, New Zealand, Austria, Singapore, Portugal, Slovenia, Japan, Switzerland, Canada, Czech Republic, Finland, Croatia, Germany, Netherlands. What do all those things have in common?
Not sure.
They are primarily European or Asian, right?
How did Canada squeeze in there?
They apologize so much. I think it makes up for whatever crime might happen.
Okay, gotcha.
I feel like Singapore is kind of a
Singapore is authoritarian.
You can't fuck around in Singapore.
It's safe because if you behave unsafely, it's going to get real unsafe for you and your family.
Right? Yeah. They're like almost benevolence. Not the right word, but they're not like violently dystopian the way like China is, but they are still very dystopian.
Yeah, Bhutan and Malaysia are on this list as well in the top 20, and they are the same. Right.
Yeah, Singapore makes you carry. You get a cell phone when you check into your hotel, and they make you carry it around with you whenever you go mm-hmm. anywhere.
Where?
Yeah, in Singapore. When you're there.
No
on a,
shit.
On a visiting visa, yeah. Mm-hmm. Other countries, Hungary, Belgium, you know, these. It is European culture is superior, right?
Uh-huh.
Not because Europeans or their blood or skin or any of that shit is superior. It's because of the fucking decisions they made. Like, all of civilization is based on the principles. All Western civ is based on, like, Greeks,
right.
Romans, moving forward. And then democracy comes from France and shit like that. Like, it isn't, it has nothing to do with the fucking the biology of somebody, their physical nature. It is because they have accepted a culture that is incompatible with ours. That's it, right? And you're free to go do whatever you want. If you want to fucking live in a country that behaves this way, good for you, buddy. Enjoy it. Just don't come running to mine to spread your fucking pestilence.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're from Cameroon and you want to come here, we'll take that entire country. Bring them all, right? Because
right.
they're fucking dope. Those people, I love those people. Fucking awesome. You come from, or Algeria for the most part, Morocco for the most part. There's a lot of gang activity in Morocco, but it's mostly drug smuggling over the Spanish border. And look, I'm in favor of drug smuggling, let's be real.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like this is out of hand, man. What the fuck are we doing? In the name of trying to make a better world for people that we're not fucking responsible for, we're fucking up the world for people we are responsible for. Would you do that to your kids? Would you bring, like, oh, I got to get a dog from the shelter that's fucking crazy. And kids, you got to go sleep in a cage now because he's dangerous. Well, we can't let him just fucking stay there because that's wrong. It's unethical not to help. Really? That's how you fucking feel about life? You don't have any instinct to protect the people you're actually responsible for. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't get it. And the more and more I see it, wilder shit goes around. Just America. Because this is the first time I'm seeing these Belgian videos right now. You know, I know I've said this before, but, like, dude, you look at the cities that have just decayed and everybody's just kind of avoiding now, and it's just fucking chaos and all that other shit. As this continues to spread across the country to other cities, do we just become, at the end of it, because I know we'll be long gone by this point, dead, but does it all just become a dystopian shithole because we've let immigration from all these shitty people run these other shitty countries, and then eventually they'll end up taking over these countries, and then there will be under the same rules like the Middle East, where, you know, whatever the fuck happens over there happens.
Well, it's considered a conspiracy theory, the Great Replacement Theory, right? And I guess maybe the conspiracy theory part of it is that it's being done on purpose. Maybe it is or not. I don't know about that. But the fact that Western culture is being replaced with non-Western culture in America, that's not a fucking conspiracy theory. That's happening.
No, it's happening. And also, we're allowing it to happen.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Make no mistake, even with the Belgium thing and all the other examples you brought up earlier, all these countries, including us, are allowing this to happen. And I don't know why.
Man, you do. It's just a globalist government. They want that. You can't have one or two places where it's dope and then everywhere else sucks, especially not if it's a major world power, because you can't convince that major world power, you can't convince the citizenry to capitulate to the demands of a globalist government if there isn't an unsolvable problem in that country, right? That's the only way you can do it, is to completely buttfuck America.
But the only thing that I don't understand is, let's say there's a few elites at the top, which is what they want, right? Do you just start walling it off like the Vatican, where, all right, we all live here, all the chaos, mm-hmm. destruction, people shitting in the streets and shootings and all that other shit, like that goes on outside of these walls, but we'll just live behind these walls. I can't see that as very exciting for the elites later on in the future if you can't leave and go anywhere.
Have you heard of Davos?
Yeah.
It's already happening. The Bilderberg meetings and the WEF meetings already happened there.
No, I know,
right?
That.
So it's only a matter of time before the center of power is there. All the fucking people that run shit live there, and maybe they have, you know, wardens in different areas, right? But not the aristocracy, certainly.
But let's say it's a king, because essentially that's what we're talking about here. There's one ruler mm-hmm. over all.
They'll call him a president.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
But eventually, like, that person will get offed by the poor people, will rise up and
not if they never leave Davos.
It's true. But is it, is that, what do you do then? Invites how many people?
We have the internet now. It isn't like a politician has to go places anymore. Right. You can,
yeah,
you can,
look, we just had a president win off that. You're right. You're 100% right.
You can digitally project. And now with AI, we have the ability to really digitally project. And I mean, like a hologram that looks as real as anything else. Within the next 5 to 10 years, it's going to look like a person standing there inside of a little fucking glass cube. Right. Just like in
Star Wars.
Yeah. I mean, it's like this is where it's going, man. It's, and it isn't a conspiracy theory. I don't think there's a bunch of people in a room somewhere twisting their mustaches being like, let's make 1984 a reality. It is just how aristocracies work. And the world became smaller because of the internet, because of instant communication and then global shipping. This is just how it goes. This is how governments always operate. They always try to grab up as much power as they can. They just have the ability to do it way more rapidly and to a greater extent. And then in communication with other governments now in a way they never have been before. Right. It's, this is just the way it goes. And at some point, the gravity of that oppression gets turned inward on itself and people kill the masters. It's,
yeah,
human history always happens the same,
the
no
same.
Matter where it is.
It's the exact same. So why not try to protect it and enjoy where you live and what you have? Because, you know, here, look, let's face it, minus Texas. This summer is it's pretty beautiful in America.
Yeah, but they don't give a shit about
that. No, I understand that. But like in all these other countries, they're beautiful as well. And it's like, man, why do you want to turn all of this into one gigantic shithole?
Because
you live behind a fucking wall and then do what?
But they want you fighting for your life all the time. They want, like, the only way to get people to fucking keep running the machines that give you all the cool shit that you want is to make sure that they have to get fed and to be housed, right? That's the only way to do it. You have to convince them. It's like the fucking districts in Hunger Games. It's no different. This time it's just global and it's run through the internet. That's it. And there's nothing that's going to happen that's going to stop that. I don't think. I think it just has to happen, frankly.
Well, let me ask you this because I've never been there. What is China like in real life?
So there's a lady who's been posting on Twitter lately. She's probably not long for this world, to be honest. But she is I think her parents and family are Chinese citizens. She's an American, but she's living, or Canadian maybe, and she's living in China. And she can't buy food right now because she said something rude on Twitter.
Oh, no shit.
So that's how China's going.
Got it. But this is just my imagination. They probably don't have the crime. They probably don't have people shitting in the streets, I would imagine, right?
Well, China has a pretty big hinterland, and I'm not sure exactly how much control the government has over it, to be honest. I mean, if you look at other Asian countries, the cities, the ones that are pretty authoritarian, Malaysia, China, Singapore, others, Bhutan as well, their cities are fucking pristine. Very low crime rates, blah, blah, blah. Out in the hinterland, it's a different story.
Okay.
So I don't know the answer to that. I don't know what the crime, and look, if there's no way to know it. They wouldn't report that shit anyways.
No, I just wonder if it's just a different government and how they operate and if that would fix it. I don't know.
What are you, like, if China's going to stop this?
No, let's say we had a fucking emperor, whatever the fuck they call him over here.
They would call him a Dan, I believe. And I would end all this shit in fucking 2 weeks.
Immigration ban first.
Yeah.
That would help.
The first thing I would do is put the National Guard at the border.
Yeah,
and anybody. So Saudi Arabia just did this the other day, actually, and got a little heat from the international community. But a bunch of fucking immigrants tried to run over their border, and they shot every single one of them.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah. Goddamn right they did.
That's fucking, look.
Which is usually how you handle a fucking invasion.
Sure is.
To be honest.
Sure is.
Like, look, I'm sorry that your fucking country sucks, bud, but that doesn't give you the right to steal mine.
And invade ours, yeah.
You know what I mean? And look, you've got, let me rephrase that. You do have the right to invade our country, and I have the right to shoot you in your fucking face 80 or 90 times to stop that from happening.
And that's what they did over in Saudi Arabia?
A bunch of African migrants, yeah. So they were coming from, let's see, Yemen. I'm sorry. They crossed in. They came from Africa, crossed into Yemen, and then tried to cross the Yemeni border into Saudi Arabia, and they just got fucking massacred.
How many does it say?
Let's see.
That's a wild story.
At least,
you got any footage of this, man? Any footage on Twitter of that?
We're on Patreon.
Patreon.
No, the fucking Saudi Army doesn't pull out their cell phones like Americans do. And
yeah, that's what I was hoping for. Maybe there's like a fun, flirty, you know, Special Forces guy out there who's got a big Instagram. I don't know.
The report is several hundred over the last year or so. So they've been at this for a while.
Well, that's probably why the number's so low. Because once that gets back, you're like, oh, shit, they're shooting people at the border. We probably shouldn't do
it. Every day there are 3 or 4 or 5 migrants being killed, sometimes 10, 20, or 30 at once. This is how you handle it, right?
Yeah.
Just turn around, go back to your country, and fix it.
Yep.
Like, if you got these big brass balls, you're going to fucking try to invade somebody else's country, why don't you invade your own fucking country?
Mm-hmm.
Novel idea. Because that's how every country that's been fucked up has only gotten better when the citizens of that country threw off the oppressive government and made it better on their own. That's the only way it's ever worked in the history of fucking human beings. It's the only way. You stupid motherfuckers. That's why that was our big mistake in Iraq and Afghanistan, thinking we could export fucking democracy to people that didn't even know what it meant.
No, and they don't fucking care.
Well, I don't give a shit about that. They just want to fucking be told what to do. So yeah. Let somebody tell them what to do. It's none of my business.
Last but not least here, selling the wall.
Selling the wall.
Selling the wall. Selling the wall. Selling the wall. The Biden administration reportedly has been selling off millions of dollars worth of border wall materials in a race against Republicans who were vying to pass legislation to finish its construction. Fuck off. I didn't even see this story, dude. That last convo we just had was totally unrelated to this. I didn't even see this.
No.
Steel square structural tubes photographed in a storage lot in Arizona were listed for sale on GovPlanet. It sounds like a fun online auction marketplace, which is run publicly traded Canadian company Ritchie Bros. That can't be real. The Ritchie Bros auctioneers. Is that real? Oh, that's why the show is called Fake News. Yeah, man. It's like the Ritchie Bros.
It's eBay for fucking government shit. I'm not kidding. It's a real thing.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
All right. The Ritchie Bros. Auctioneers. Those 28-foot tall hollow beams are excess border wall materials that the U.S. Army of Engineers turned over to the DLA for disposition and are now up for sale. The Department of Defense Logistics Agency first confirmed to the Daily Upside and later the New York Post. GovPlanet, which specializes in military surplus, has sold 81 lots of those beams for about $2 million. Now, the beams intended as vertical bollards in the border wall's 30-foot tall panels were sold in 5 separate lots on average of $212 a piece. GovPlanet netted $154,200 for 729 of them. Another 13 square structural tubes are set to be auctioned off August 23rd. That's in a couple days here, and August 30th.
Yes, so if you're looking for, if you want to build your own wall, I suppose, just go on govplanet.fuckface and buy it from the government at a severely discounted rate. So the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is disposing of excess border wall materials in accordance with federal acquisition regulation. U.S. ACE, which is the Army Corps of Engineers, has already transferred approximately $154 million worth of the roughly $260 million worth of bollard panels and other materials in accordance with the standard, blah, blah, blah. So they've already sold over half of the materials that we had to build the wall.
Okay.
Right. This is what's happening. So instead of, because Republicans are trying to bring a vote to this right now to continue.
Yeah.
In short, Biden is attempting to defund the building of the wall by selling off all the parts before your democratically elected representatives have the chance to vote on the issue. Right. He's subverting the will of the people, which is, you know, something that he's pretty comfortable doing, like trying to use OSHA to force vaccinate people and things like that. This is stuff, this is the playbook for the left. So yeah, I mean, look, whether you believe in, I think the wall is kind of, it's just not a long-term solution, man. We see it happening right now, like the tunnels and stuff. And then, you know, people are, there's literally all kinds of spots at the wall where people just used a fucking pneumatic jack, lifted it up,
right,
and it's, the jack is still fucking there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? or you know, without it. What I mean to say is, without a realistic enforcement mechanism, that wall doesn't do shit. So, you know, I'm not like a fucking big wall proponent guy, at least not as a single issue. But taking the option out of the hands of legislators is fucking crazy. And Biden having National Guard commanders tell people to open gates so immigrants can just walk through and shit like that, it's fucking, all of this is goddamn crazy.
It is.
And it's, and they're subverting the will of the people. People do not, there's no fucking way that people want this. And here's how I know. Because as soon as we started sending those motherfuckers up to New York and other places around the country, they're like, oh, no, oh, hell no, not in my backyard.
Yeah, they've like, lost their fucking shit.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, well, this is our fucking backyard, bitch.
Yeah. And, you know, for me personally, I think it shouldn't just be the wall. I think the wall is the psychological thing. And then if you put some other shit around it, as well as drones and everything else, National Hippos. Guard would certainly help.
Hippos. I think we need to dig.
Alligators.
Fuck the wall. Meth. Fuck the wall. We need to dig like a 40-foot deep trench. Like expand the Rio Grande to the entire border.
Yeah.
And fill it with goddamn hippos on crystal meth.
Yes.
And if you crocodiles. Come near it, either way,
yeah,
like that keeps us from fucking sneaking into their country too. Not that they care about that,
no.
But if they did, that would be nice for them. And then maybe, as Trump said before, they'll help foot some of the bill for it. Unlikely, but yeah, it's like a combination of drones and guards and stuff like that.
It's
like,
it's going to be more than just the wall. I think the wall is it starts, and psychologically, it's there, and then it's got to be everything else you put with it. But you know, just a fucking.
Just to sell off all the parts.
I just do.
You know what I mean?
It's fucking nuts.
This is the same. This is exactly what they did with defund the police. It's the same fucking roadmap, except for now they're doing it with our national security.
It's exhausting. And Bob, I texted you a photo here a couple minutes ago that we'll put up at the end of the show. But with all of this, like everything that we're fucking talking about, making our own country a shithole, or other countries making themselves a shithole. We get to Drinking Bro of the Week here, which is going to go out to Trey Wetzel. So. We did this show where my car got stolen. Trey was the one that found it. He just sent me this like 2 minutes ago. And ironically, his car was stolen Saturday night. You can pop it up on screen here. And police called, hey, we found your car, man. And it's all fucked up as well. It's just people doing joyride Mexican bullshit in it. And, you know, same guys who got popped for mine and everybody else's, like, this shit keeps going on over and over and over again. And like, what the fuck, man? Just shut it all down. Just shut down the fucking border for a little bit. And let's just try to figure out everything that's going on here versus all the fucking money we're sending everywhere else and not taking care of our own places. I don't fucking get it.
So we bring back the steering wheel club.
The fuck is a steering wheel club?
Oh, boy. From the
you know what I'm talking about.
Late 90s, uh-huh, early 2000s.
Everybody had
it. Oh, the club. You mean the... Yeah, that, yeah. That doesn't work.
It didn't work. So the one
I could get through that thing in like 12 seconds.
One of the four cars that got stolen was this girl I was dating. She was staying at my house. She had that club, Giorgio.
Oh, yeah.
The guy just fucking cut it in half, dude.
Yeah. That was the only thing that really works is the trunk monkey. I don't remember that. Mm.
Is it an actual
monkey? It's a wild-ass monkey that lives in your trunk. And when somebody tries to steal your car, it fucks you up, dude. Yeah. It like sneaks its way through the seat. And this fucking garage you.
Similarly, I have, I think, a solution for the border.
Oh, boy.
What do you got?
So we're going to have Vivek Ramaswamy patrolling it and just whacking tennis balls at people coming by.
Oh, shit. Is that him?
That's him today. He goes doing debate.
I mean, he's got
prep.
A great forehand. Look at
sure
that.
Sure does.
He's kind of short, but he's got a great forehand.
Alcaraz is pretty short, too.
My Indian buddy, Amrish, is really good at tennis, too. Maybe that's just something Indian men are really good at.
I guess you don't play tennis. Dude, every court, every public court, it's all Indians and Pakistanis.
They dominate.
No way.
Yeah.
I know that. That's cool.
My buddy Amrish is fucking great
at
tennis.
Well, there's no way to play cricket around here, so they got to do something, I guess.
Racquetball as well?
Yeah, racquetball.
Handball, and then highlight.
Highlight, not in America. That's Latin America, though, right?
I've actually, this was so, it wasn't like embarrassing, but I was just like, well, I hope this kid doesn't remember this. I was playing a league match in like 2019 before COVID, and I was getting worked pretty good by this dude who they had to move him up to a higher league because his serve was just fucking insane. Like, it didn't make sense.
Yeah.
And anyway, he's like, this Indian dude brings his kid up, like 6-year-old kid, and because he's teaching him tennis. They're always there with their kids teaching him tennis.
Yep.
And because they wanted to play and shit like that. Anyway, he was like, can we watch? can I watch? I want him to see how tennis is played. And I was like, well, he's going to see one guy do it, and he's going to see me just get cucked by this dude.
Yeah, you got cucked right in front of an immigrant, dude.
Yeah.
That's
probably why our country's going downhill now.
I know. So my tennis story, Bob, because I love playing all sports growing up. I came into tennis too late. I think I was in fourth or fifth grade when I started playing. Yeah. And it's one of those sports, man, if you don't start them super young, you just get dominated. And my final bow in playing tennis was one of my friends in the neighborhood. She was one of the best, like top in the state. And I always had this men could beat women at anything, you know, like, hey, no. And she goes, I will fucking destroy you. And I got out there and she was like, not only did she crush me, I mean, it was like 6-1, 6-0, but she even did it where she's like, hey, I don't have to serve as fast. And I was like, all right, well, how the fuck are you going to do this? She can make it hop real high up, and like I could barely get to it.
Yeah, or you just give some weak shit back, and then she'll just put it down the line.
She would
or whatever.
Fucking hammer me. So I was like, oh, I didn't start this soon enough. Same with golf. I didn't start that soon enough.
Just watch Dwight play Jim in ping pong.
Yeah,
season like fucking 6 of The Office. You'll see what he's talking about.
Okay,
he's got worked.
Yeah, I started too late. I know. I started too late in life.
Tennis is too precise of a sport. Like
it is.
The swing pattern is very precise for each one of the swings you have to take, and then positioning, knowing how the game works, and being in the right position. You can't be fast or smart or strong enough to outdo knowing the strategy of the game. It just doesn't work.
I agree. It's great. I just shit, man. You got to play it all the time. I didn't know Vivek had it like that. God damn.
Yeah, that's a pretty crisp forehand. I'm not gonna lie.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I kind of want to see.
He's winning in your neighborhood.
I think maybe we should enter him with some of those slap fights.
So this is. I would guess he's playing. There's like level. You know, like there's handicaps in golf. There's levels in tennis, and like 3-3-5 is like a good person who plays as a hobby. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm like, depending on how much I play, I'm between a 3 and a 3-5. Right now, I'm probably a 3 because I haven't played in a while. This dude, he's like a 4 or 4-5. Like he's just crushed the ball.
Yeah, he's good. I didn't know he was fucking jacked like that too.
What's your pickleball, Braden?
I will never have one.
Man, I don't know. I don't know what pickleball is going to turn into. This whole bullshit and people buying professional leagues and everything. I just see this as a fad that goes a few years, and then maybe old people still enjoy it after that.
Dude, he's playing on clay, too, by the way. This guy's intense.
Oh, is that clay?
That's clay.
God damn.
Yeah, the two of the top teams in pickleball in the men's division, one of them is like two old dudes, and the other one is two 16-year-olds.
Yep. So, I watched it the other day. Yeah.
I'm not getting involved.
I couldn't get into it.
Wait until there's Saudi money in pickleball.
Isn't there already?
Probably. I mean, LeBron James and Draymond Green own Major League Pickleball.
They do. Brady owns one. I know Jamie Foxx owns a team. I think Snoop Dogg owns a team. I mean, there's a bunch of people who are into it. I don't see it. I watched the same people you were talking about the other day, and I was like, cool. The camera angle is like this. It's a tiny little court, and these little fucking morons are just using a baby paddle.
Yeah, it's like watching badminton or something.
I can't get into it. I played it with my kids the other day just because they wanted to do it, but it's for children.
Can you imagine?
It feels like it's for children.
Somebody,
play tennis.
Somebody becomes the bad boy of pickleball. Like, just uncontrollable. Just keeps fighting people in the stands and shit.
Just be good at tennis, man. Just be good at tennis. But to Trey, I'm sorry to hear that, man. I'm sorry your car got stolen. And what are the fucking odds of all this bullshit? I guess high down in San Antonio. The police, by the way, said San Antonio is the worst. But everybody's just hopping over and then setting up shop there and then driving them back and forth. So I know the cars, the in and outs and where they're swapping out VIN numbers and all that other bullshit. It's most of those shops are in San Antonio. And I think they said there's like 18 places they stop. And it's almost like a pawn shop where they'll give you the best price for whatever. They give you cash and you can fucking move on there. This one, they just drove into a fucking wall, it looks like. Sorry, Trey. But you're my drinking bro of the week. I feel terrible, man. Fuck.
How do you know that a superhero didn't steal his car and then pit maneuver a criminal? What if it was Batman? He's like, hey, sorry, I'm Batman. I need your fucking Cadillac.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Batmobile's in the shop right now. Actually, the Batmobile got stolen by an immigrant as well. Now I have to drive your fucking Cadillac to do a pit maneuver on somebody. I think that's probably what happened.
Probably. And then lastly here, huge shock, that Blue Beetle movie bombed over the weekend.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. Who saw that coming? I don't know. Everyone? Let's put a 10-year ban on immigration and a 10-year ban on superhero movies. Let's come back. Let's come back in 10 years and just revisit it. That'll give everybody time to come up with something fun and creative. There's just no need to do this shit anymore. Let's give it both a 10-year ban. I'd be fine with that if the government said that. 10-year ban on superhero movies, immigration, let's kind of regroup because it's equal. Both are destroying our country.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Thanks for joining us, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. We will try to figure out the internet issues here in the heat. We'll flip the breakers after all this bullshit is over and see what happens. Yeah, because another AC went down, and then the internet went down. So maybe it is on us, and we'll check that out. So we apologize if it cut out midstream during Patreon. We will re-upload this episode right now. And then, shit, sports-wise, we'll be live here in about 15 minutes for the Monday morning recap.
We also
subscribe to Drinking Bros Sports.
We also have both of our football previews this week.
Yes, we do. Looking forward to that. College football is about to start here. First games are Saturday. We're 5 days away from the opener of college football on Saturday. Notre Dame versus Navy. Night game is USC. That night as well. So thank Christ, it's almost back. We can get back to normal. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.